You're listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. My name is Kat Lee, and my goal is to help you build habits peacefully so that you can impact your world powerfully. Each day I share a simple tip, and then together we walk through the 3-minute morning routine. Are you ready for a great day? Here we go. Well, good morning, Hello Mornings. This is Kat Lee, and welcome to April the 27th. This month, we're talking all about fuel. How can we make sure that we're giving our bodies the nutrition and hydration that they need so that we have the energy to do all the things that God is calling us to do with excellence and joy? Some of us are taking care of our families. Some of us are working in an office. Some of us are volunteering in our community. Some of us are doing a couple of those or all three of those. Whatever your life looks like, our bodies are our vehicle through which we can bring glory to God and bring His love to those around us. So we want to take care of it so that we feel like going out and doing the things that God's calling us to do, and we have the energy to do them well. So today's tip, it kind of bounces off of yesterday. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about paying attention to portion sizes in what we eat, and today, it's just to read the labels. Again, in every single tip that I'm sharing this month, it is never about restricting or saying anything is bad or good per se. It's simply about noticing so that we can design our decisions to be good ones. So when we're reading labels and ingredients, if you are eating a food that has a label on it, it's probably the first thing you'll want to notice, it's probably not a whole food. So apples don't have labels on them. A banana doesn't have a label on it. A package of nuts might. So just be conscious that the more there are nutrition labels on what we're eating, the more we have to be conscious about whether this is a highly processed food or not. So here are a few things that you can look for in your nutrition labels. First of all, like we talked about yesterday, the serving size. Sometimes a package that looks like it's for one person is actually for two or three or more. So pay attention to that. Then check the calories. How many calories does this have? Sometimes you might have a choice between two different snacks and you might enjoy them just as much, but one is really calorically empty. It has a lot of calories and not a lot of nutrition. And another one is very calorically dense, meaning it has maybe the same number of calories, but a lot of great nutrients. So you can pay attention to the calories and make your decision based on that as well. Then you want to look at the macronutrients. That's the amount of fat, protein, and carbohydrates in the food. And those are going to give you some energy. They're going to give you some satiety. So the protein in the food is going to help you stay full. And there are going to be a lot of micronutrients in there as well. You'll also want to pay attention to the sugar content. Sugar is one of those things we just don't need more of in our society. So if you, again, have a choice between two things that are equal for all intents and purposes, but one has drastically higher sugar content, go for the other one. You can also consider whether or not the food has whole grains. If you look through the ingredient list and you can't pronounce most of it, maybe pick something else. It's good to pay attention to the ingredient list. Is it a short list? Can you pronounce everything? Again, we are not restricting, we are not declaring foods off limits, we're just noticing. And when we notice, we can be intentional. And when we're intentional, we make better choices. So a simple tip, pay attention to the labels and nutrition in the foods that you eat. Pay attention to the serving size, the calorie count, the macronutrients, the sugar content, and just read the ingredients. All right, friends, if you've not had your 3-minute morning, you're not too late. You're right on time, and it is coming up next. The first minute of the 3-minute morning routine is to simply pray Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Minute 2 of the 3-Minute Morning is just to look at the calendar today, plan a few of the most important things, and pray through what God wants you to add or take away from your calendar today. And the third and final minute of the 3-minute morning routine is simply to take several deep, slow breaths. All right, you did it. That's the 3-minute morning routine. And I'm so proud of you for being intentional about starting your day with Jesus. Now, if you want to grow beyond the 3-minute morning, I created a goodie page just for you. There's a new free download every single month, as well as our free 3-minute morning kit, our 3x5 morning reset course, and info about our huge library of resources that I've created to help you build habits of God time, plan time, and move time. Just visit hellomornings.org/goodies. That's GOODIES. Now, my name is Kat Lee, and I will see you next time on the Hello Mornings podcast.